Okay, so this video, I just want to make this video about every now and then, I just want to make a video talking about random shit to let guys know that, you know, like random shit happens in his life, you know, because I think one thing that I remember that I suffered from was, like I say in a lot of my previous videos, where I never heard people talk very out in the open, like in a more normal setting. Like if they did, they always try to infer it was like funny or something, like a comedian would do it, but it was never like, you know, like real life shit. I very rarely did. Or when people did try to talk about it, you can tell they were really embarrassed about it and shit. So like, I would make a random video from time to time about, you know, like random shit that's, you know, that's fucked up for some reason or another. And that is life, you know, shit happens. But I want to start with this. My experience, first I want to say this with the coronavirus. I have been thinking this for a while, and I'm pretty sure this is true, but there's no way to prove it. The coronavirus has been in Prague for at least a month. At least a couple months. And the reason why I deduce this is because every now, like about every 2 or 3 days, I go walk around in Prague, and somebody would just like fall out, right? Or I would just be walking, and I would see just like, you know, people standing over a person, or. Like literally every 10 minutes, an ambulance was just wee, 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 all the time. And like I said, ambulances was never doing that shit here before. Like, because people was falling out from the coronavirus. Like, because like, I think like a common thing is that you start feeling faint and shit like that. And some people just flat out faint and fall and shit. So like, I remember the first few times I seen it, it was always like an older person. So I was like, oh, like, damn, that older person fell out, you know, whatever, because they old, you know, like, they're just old. That's why they fell out. So I remember, man, I would see that. I remember the first time I seen it, I was walking out. You can Google this mall, Novi Smichov, NovySmichov, I think, Novi Smichov Mall. It's in Andiel. It's Czech for angel, Andiel, A-N-D-E-L. I was walking out that mall, and across the street, an old woman had fallen out and people was like standing over her. So I'm not thinking, you know, coronavirus from China. I'm thinking, you know, oh, you know, old bitch probably just had a stroke or some shit. Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. She just fell out. Right. So yeah, you know, blew it off like it was nothing. So but every time I would go out, I would always kind of see like another person fall out or people standing over a person, like watching them and shit. But I didn't think anything of it. Right. And to be honest, I completely forgot about the ambulances doing all that. Like every 10 minutes, man, ambulance, you always heard an ambulance siren going somewhere. And you would see them drive past. And it was just like, I never even put two and two together at the time. And really, I didn't even really put two and two together that was probably coronavirus back then until I seen this video that supposedly, and it could be fake, I don't know, but I seen a video from China that showed random people on like street surveillance cameras and shit like that, people would just be standing and just be falling out. And as soon as I seen it, I was like, that's the coronavirus here. Like, that's what they doing here. Like, I was like, oh, and I finally put it together, man. Because the reason I want to start the coronavirus, because like I did the same thing with bed bugs. Now I'm from Ohio, right? So bed bugs were, there was, I think maybe, what was this, 2020. So this was maybe 2000, like what year was it? There was maybe 2012, 2013 maybe. If you're from Ohio, you remember this time. Like bed bugs had went crazy. I don't know if it was an entire country situation that was going on, but at least in Ohio, it was getting to be a big deal. Where like colleges were having problems with bed bugs. Like everybody was getting bed bugs and nobody really knew how to deal with it other than just burn the shit up or throw it away. But then you could just go to a library and a bed bug, a hop, you crawl on your leg and you take it home and then you got bed bugs. So it got so crazy. So the thing I remember at the time hearing about bed bugs, everybody heard bed bugs, like good night, don't let the bed bugs bite, shit like that. Everybody heard of bed bugs, but I had never seen a bed bug ever in my life. So I remember sitting on my bed and seeing this little red bug like crawl across my bed. I'm thinking, oh, it's just a ladybug. It's just like you know, some different version of a ladybug or something. I don't know what this shit is. So yeah, I just kill it and keep going. Didn't know what it was. And that shit had to go on at least 2 or 3 weeks in my room when I was living at home with my dad. And like, I had seen bed bugs for weeks, but I didn't know what bed bugs were. So I never told my dad. I never told anybody. I didn't even know what they were. And I think my dad came into my room one time. I was playing PlayStation or something. He came into my room. And this was 2012. 2012 is when I was going to college, and it was a problem at the college. This was maybe like 2000, between 2007 and 2008, I think, was when this incident happened. Because I hadn't gone to college. I was still living at home. I hadn't moved out yet. No, I moved out, but I came back, and then I left out to go to college again. That's what happened. He came in the room and seen a bug, and he said, "Wendell, you have bed bugs?" I said, "No." And I'm looking at the bug because I don't know what it looks like, right? I'm looking. He's like, "Yeah, you have bed bugs. That's one right there." I was like, I didn't know what bed bug. And he could see in my eyes, like, I genuinely didn't know what the fuck, you know, what a bed bug. I said, "Yeah, I've just been killing. Like, have you seen more of these?" I said, "Yeah, I've just been killing them." And, you know, I didn't say anything because I didn't know. I thought it was just a normal bug. So he was like, pretty much, you know, how, like, oh, shit. So we had to deal with that. And so I remember the first way everybody knew how to deal with them was to spray alcohol on them. But the only way that really worked is if you, like, hit them directly with the alcohol. So, and everybody, people was trying to, like, bomb their house and get exterminators. None of that shit worked. So the only thing that we found that worked was diatomaceous earth. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's just, like, white powder. And what if you had to sprinkle it around, like, where you thought they would, pretty much just sprinkle it around the bed because they don't try to get to you to suck your blood at night. The thing was, they didn't do any real harm to people. It was just, you know, more of a psychological thing of being bit by bugs when you go to sleep type of thing. But yeah, sprinkle diatomaceous earth around the bed, and they would crawl in it, and it would, like, cut them, and they would bleed out. So it would take maybe like five days to, like, I think 5 to 14 days to fully kill all of them, because they're going to come out at night. Because I remember now, after that was solved, now I know what bed bugs are. I know what this shit is. So I remember when I went off to college, and I ended up getting bed bugs again. And now this was actually kind of scary for me because I don't like bugs, man. I don't like being outdoors or anything like that. I'm not an outdoorsy type person. I don't go camping, none of that shit. And I remember I got a bed from a buddy of mine. Now I'm not saying that he knew he had bed bugs or not, but he was thrown out of bed. I was like broke as fuck, had no money, so I took the bed. Now, I'm not saying he knew he had bed bugs, gave it to me or anything like that. There's no telling where the bed bugs could have came from. I could have brought them home. Who knows where the fuck they came from? And it was kind of like the same general theory as like coronavirus, where people were starting to separate and they didn't want to go here and go there and it feels again. So I remember one night, like, something told me that, okay, another reason why I didn't know what bed bugs were is because, like, some people, when they get bit by the bed bugs, they get bumps. And I'm the type of person, I never broke out. But some people, like, they would just wake up and have, like, bumps, like, all up and down their legs or arms or what have you. I see people with them on their backs. Like, but I never had that reaction. So that even, you know, further fueled the fact that I never knew, you know, something was up. There was no, you know, there was never an issue. So I remember I was living in this little small studio, and I was paying $300, $250 at the time. $250 a month for the small studio to go to college, to do college work and go to school again, right? And I finally got, like, a legit decent sized bed. Because before then, I was sleeping on this double decker futon / twin bed thing that was at the top. I was sleeping on that for the longest time. But for some reason, I ended up keeping that little twin bed, and I threw away the futon part of it. I don't even know why I kept it. I just kept it, I guess, for like a backup or something. I kept that little twin size bed, and I moved the bigger bed in once the buddy of mine, he gave it to me. And something told me to check one night, because, you know, I don't know if you ever had bed bugs, but they're almost like cockroaches. Like, they by the time you see them walking around in daylight, like, you're infested with them type of thing. So something told me, I woke up at like 2 or 3 a.m., right, one morning, and something told me, "Wendell, turn the light, Wendell, take off the sheet and look at the bed." So it was like 2:30 in the morning, and the bathroom light was on, but it was like just lit enough where you can see, but not dark enough. You know, it was just lit enough where you can see, but it wasn't like bright. So I pulled up in a bed, and like two or three bed bugs, like crawled up like fast. I never seen them move that fast. Like they crawled up, I guess looking for me and realized I wasn't there and then crawled back under the bed. I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I picked that fucking mattress up. I carried it 2 a.m. and 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, carried all the way downstairs, threw that bitch out and slipped on my chair. Now the chair probably had bed bugs. I don't know, but I was scared because I hate, because like I said, because I don't like bugs. I hate bugs, man. I don't like being outdoors, none of that shit. It's just how I am. And then so like, it was like at this point, see, now I'd already knew what to do. Soon as it hit 7 o'clock, go hit that up, go hit up Lowe's and go get you a bag of diatomaceous earth and sprinkle that shit around, son. I knew what to do then. But see, and the fucked up part was about it, it was this bitch I had been trying to fuck for a while. Right when I got the bed bug, she was just trying to come over to my place now when I had bed bugs. So then I had to come up with reasons why to keep, you know, pushing her off, because I want her to see the bed bugs because I didn't know if I still had them or not. So I was like, she was just coming around trying to fuck, and I'm like, oh well, I don't know. She, I was like trying to blow her off, you know, keep her away, because I want her to see the bed bugs. I want her to, that I'll be the dude with bed bugs, you know, at the school. And you know? So like, no, but yeah, bed bugs, man. That's my experience with bed bugs and coronavirus, like. I had seen and known it. I had seen it long before I knew what it actually was. That's the core of this, man. I just want to make a video just to, you know, maybe like just a I don't mean it to be completely funny, but just a video just to, you know, explain, I guess, relatively embarrassing situations to let guys know, let other people know that, you know, it is like shit fucking happens. I don't think a lot of people share a lot of like personal embarrassing stories, but that's one for me. I'm trying to think of another embarrassing story, probably a more embarrassing story. I've done so much embarrassing shit, man. I don't even keep track of it. I don't even think about it. I almost do a thing where like it just like falls out of my memory because I just don't even think about how I get. Oh, the threesome thing. There's another situation with threesome. This time was in Vegas. This is gonna start with an embarrassing story. I went out there with some buddies. And the one buddy, I went out with one friend of mine, and he knew a guy who lived out in Vegas. So he came and picked us up from the strip and took us to Old Vegas. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Vegas, but if you're trying to get some action, I would recommend Old Vegas. The strip is just, you're dressed up for nothing. So he came and picked us up. he's like his cousin. He came, picked us up, drove us out to Old Vegas. And I was like, man, as soon as we got there, I was drunk. I was like, I wasn't drunk, but I was fucked up. I was drinking those Long Island iced teas, you know, they'd be like skinny. And in the end, I was drinking them Long Island iced teas. And I was looking for bitches. So this is back before Craigslist had shut down. So I was on Craigslist looking for bitches. And it was just all hookers. And so I was like looking for bitches. So I remember these two girls, and they weren't even really my type because they were like darker black skinned girls. They had good bodies. So I like hollered at one, and she turned around from like 20 yards away, looked at me and went, and kept walking. And my friends see it. They start rolling. They was dying laughing. they was like rolling, like, ah, oh, you dumb motherfucker. Because everybody's seen it. And then like literally, probably it was maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, these other two girls go walking by. And one of them, she's like, you know, she's Spanish. God, that bitch was fine. She got fat though, man. She hit the wall. But at the time, that girl was fucking gorgeous, man. I walked up to her and I was walking after her. She was walking in front of me. And I'm like just like watching her ass for the first, because she had this like dress on. She was like thick, light skin. God, she was fucking beautiful. And I said, hey, excuse me. And she turns around and she has the whole, it was like whole other type of response. She turns around and was like, like I said, 10 minutes earlier, the other girls, they looked at me and was like, and kept walking. And she turned around and was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Her and her friend, we all like, it was a chance for a threesome, but what happened was I ended up just fucking the one I approached. And then the other girl sat on the bed. Just like lonely, because I was just like into that one, into the first guy, the one I told you about, the one who had the dress and the ass and shit like that. I was in there because I made it clear up front, like, I like rough sex. I like to spit and piss on bitches. And she's like, yeah, I like that too. And then so we just hit it off. I'm not making this shit up. Like, I literally, like, I told her up front, like, I said, I want to be clear with you. I like to have rough sex. I like to spit on women. And she wanted me to spit and piss on her. But by the time we got back up to the hotel room, I was so fucking drunk. Like, you know, when you hit that, like, you're okay. Like, when you, for me, when I drink, first I'm in that mode of like, having more of a dry mouth until you get like too drunk. Then you start having like tons of saliva. Well, I was still kind of in that middle area where I had no extra fluids to give. Cause she was wanting me to pee on her, spit on her. I remember like, cause it started, I had her head against the headboard. Just was just like face fucking her like that. And her friends like sitting on the bed next to her, watching us with her legs crossed, just watching us, like not saying anything or doing. I guess she's like waiting her turn. But I was so into the one, like I didn't even care about the other one. And what happened was, the other dude came up. He came up to the hotel room because the friend of mine. Well, I got the two girls because the first friend of mine, he wanted to get a girl out there, but he ended up chickening out. So he stayed and just, you know, played a casino. So it was just me and the two girls up there. So the other guy, he came up, man. I'm like fucking the shit out this bitch. Like it's wet spots all in the bed. It's like, you know, I don't. It was like condoms everywhere. Like pillows are all like. I'm like going like just going to town. This bitch is even busting up, keep going, like just making her just worship the dick and everything. So I remember he walks in the room and I'm on like straight primal mode at this time. Like, and she's like bent over with her ass up in the air, beautiful fucking ass. And I think I lost the pictures because I had them saved in my Google Drive and I had to save because I recorded all that shit. And I think I saved it. I lost it in my Google Drive. When I sold my last Samsung, some kind of way I didn't save it to the cloud. It was only the Google Drive on the phone. I can't find any of it anymore. But her ass was just mwah. And it was like bent over, arched up perfectly, just God. And he walked in. I said, yeah, I was like, yeah, look at this ass. I'm stuttering shit. Look at this ass, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, that's nice. Like, I'm just like slapping it, like doing all types of shit, spitting on her. And like I said, the other girl's still sitting on the bed watching, just still sitting there, just on her phone, laying out, chilling. Like, see, just like it's nothing. Like, because like I said, it's a girl's like fucking is like they've been doing this since they were 14. So it's nothing to them. So I'm like fucking a bitch. And she's like going, oh, my God, I love you. Because I'm like just like railing the shit out this bitch for like hours. And so the guy, he ends up taking the other girl into the bathroom and fucking her. And so they get together, they leave. So me and the girl, we just lay up in the bed, chilling at this point, because I've like fucked her like crazy. I walk her out to her car because she drove us up to the hotel. We were staying at Excalibur, and she drove us back up there. So I walk her out to her car, and we're like talking about shit. It's coming out, the bitch had like two or three kids or something like that. She told me her story. She had been stripping, doing all types of shit, like all her whole, because she was always the beautiful girl. And in fast cities like Vegas, that's usually a bad, unless they go to college, and even then, that's just a bad mix. Like they're going to get involved in just fucking at super young ages out there. So I walk her out to her car, man, and I record this shit. I'm recording her saying like good bitch, suck the fucking dick. Say thank you, daddy. She goes, thank you, daddy. I was recording all that shit. I had her like, man, like face down. Like I remember we was in the car. I had her ass up in a passenger seat, face where your feet go down there, and just like fucking her, like just slapping the shit out of her all tight, like just using the fuck out of her, literally watching the sun come up at this point. Because I was supposed to go back, because I remember after we got done and we was like chilling in the car, I said, yeah, I'm gonna come back. I'm going, because I had to go to Argentina like in 10 days. 10 days after that, I was going to Argentina. And that's when I went down there and did a bunch of coke and fucked this Asian girl. And she was Vietnamese. I fucked her down in Buenos Aires, which was crazy because I was so dumb at the time. I didn't think that Vietnamese people could be Argentinian. Because they were born there. Like, I was so dumb at the time, I didn't even know that was possible. But so we talked about that for a while. But yeah, so that's an embarrassing story. I got shot down hard at first. Shot down hard. And everybody's seen it. I got shot down here, too, a few times, a few good hard times. Yeah, we got shot down here, like, hard. But yeah, man, it happens. Well, with the Cordis video, I wanted to get across is it happens. Shit happens. People just don't talk about it.